This gospel, this Jesus said to his disciple, I'm going to have to move around a little bit. Luke gospel. I'll come back to this. Luke gospel chapter 24, verse 45. You're going to see it. Can y'all put that up? Luke gospel chapter 24, 45, he opened. Then he opened their understanding. That 45, give me 44. I think I won't. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be what? Fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the what? Prophets. And in the what? Psalm concerning me. Keep going. Then he opened what? The understanding, that they might understand what? You see, that's what, this is what he's doing this morning. He wants you to understand the scripture, not what somebody said, or somebody's theory, somebody's opinion, but the scripture. Because they are God-breathed, God-indwelled, God-inspired, and written by the Holy Ghost through the hands of man. Or should I say, through the hands of men. All right, keep going. And he said unto them, thus it is written. What did Jesus tell Satan in the wilderness of temptation? What did he tell him? What did Satan do when he told him that? He left him alone. This is why we must preach, teach, and let example follow what is written. Not what I think or what somebody put in a book. You better keep your Bible handy. And make sure you find, if what they wrote in a book is not written in the Bible, you better leave that alone. You better leave it alone. If you want your life to be filled with the goodness and joy of the Lord, if you aren't full of hell and misery, go ahead and read and follow it. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to do what? Suffer. And to what? Rise from the dead. The third day. Did he do that? And that what should be happening? And that what? Repentance and remission of sin should be what? Preach in the name among all, just the white folks. No, you know, just the white folks. Oh, just the Jews then. You mean they include everybody? You mean it really include you too? Repentance and remission of sin should be preached among all nations. Beginning where? Because that's where he came. You notice that's where the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. It was in Jerusalem. Keep going. And ye are what? Witness of these things. And behold, I send, here we go. I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry, that's the only time in scripture you'll find the word tarry concerning the Holy Spirit. Because he hadn't showed up yet. But tarry ye where? In the city of Jerusalem. If tarrying was real and we're supposed to tarry for the Holy Ghost, we all have to go to Jerusalem. Because that's what he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem. If we're going to follow scripture by tarrying, y'all, this ain't talking to me too well. All right. Until you be what? Endued with power from on high. Can't you see why Satan had fought this spirit-filled life? And our young people, our babies, ought to be full of the Spirit, talking in tongues every day. But we got a phone in the hand, the game they playing. And you never mention anything to them about the Holy Ghost. If they can learn how to play those games, they can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I promise you, he will have a greater effect on their life than these games they're playing. I promise you, they won't be afraid of the bullies at school, because they know greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We'll try to live our lives apart from a spirit-filled life, from the life of Christ. We just want to know, many people just want to know about him, but God wants you to know him like he knows you. Hallelujah. He said, but you shall be what we do, endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hand and blessed them. I'm lifting my hand to bless you. That you don't miss nothing. That every abundance, every false idea, every trick of the devil leave your life today. Every crazy thinking you had in your mind, you got from Satan, disappear out of your life, out of your mind. Get your mind in the game. Get yourself renewed. Get a hold to the truth so you can live this life in victory. You are not to be under bondage and living barely scraping, getting by full of sorrow, trying to figure out what you're going to do. God already done it. It has already been done. Need to receive and Holy Ghost want to teach you what he has already done so he can walk you through it, lead you through it. Hallelujah. Tell these disease, tell this fear, tell this doubt, tell this unbelief, get out of my way, get out of my life, get your hands off of my children. Hallelujah. Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nobody could stop the man. They beat him. They put him in jail. He was shipwrecked. He said five times, I believe. Three times he was beaten with rods. And the more they persecuted, beat on him, the worse he got. The more power we've seen and witnessed just from Paul. I'm not talking about Peter and John and James and the rest of them. Paul went places, did things, stood before kings. People want, they even entered into a covenant that they would not eat or drink until they killed Paul. 40 men. Can you imagine? 40 men. Paul was not moved by. Why? Because he said, you can't kill me. They stoned him. Left him for dead. See, that tells me when you walk in this spirit-filled life, death can't threaten you. You tell death what to do. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease can't rule you. I didn't say it wouldn't come to you. I didn't say it wouldn't make attack on you, but you know how to attack back. And when you attack back, you attack back knowing that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Knowing that Jesus had defeated this enemy of yours. And recognize that people, he threw peoples in, and the guise of religion and tradition try to pass stuff on to you and put stuff on to you and teach you stuff that is not true. All right. And then when you hear the truth, you're afraid that this is of the devil. Come on, my people.